a 65-million-year-old carnivore from the Cretaceous period. It's Tyrannosaurus Rex.
The king of the lizards, the T-Rex, on the course through the floating steps.
So what show is this, Craig, that we are listening to?
It's American Ninja Warrior.
Carm, do you watch American Ninja Warrior?
You should.
Maybe I should, but I most definitely don't.
Okay.
All right.
Have you at least seen an episode or a clip from American Ninja Warrior? You know the basic idea here, right?
I've watched Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay. All right. Not exactly.
Craig, I'm using my imagination. I think I can visualize the show right now.
Okay. I actually have a friend who was on a season of Survivor who also competed on American Ninja Warrior. He was on the show. He made it through the whole first course to the second round. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to be on a reality competition based show. And
me too.
Wouldn't that be awesome to be on Survivor? Oh,
Survivor's not the most fun one.
Go to an island, wear like one piece of clothing, and there's girls in bikinis, and we're all trying to survive.
What's that one where they like? It's like Splash or something crazy. It's the summer one where you do these ridiculous obstacles and everybody loses.
The Great Race or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know. No, not that one. That one's too... I'm not talking about a strategery one. I'm talking about just a one where you do one obstacle course, and if you win, you get money. That's what I would do. I just want one day, one obstacle course that's really ridiculously difficult, and I'll have fun if I fail, and if I win, I get money.
There you go.
Yeah.
We should set up on the Bannock course at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego.
Do you get money if you complete that?
No.
Okay.
You get the pride of completing something that many men...
There's some TV show called, like, Splash or something, like, something ridiculous. Like, Wipeout. It's called Wipeout.
Yeah.
I would do that show.
Where you fall in the water?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun.
Carm, are you up for these sort of obstacle courses?
Absolutely. I'd like some weird sexual tension to be added to the show.
Esmeralda, what are your thoughts on... Would you do an obstacle course, or do you like the element of sexual tension?
Wait, who's the sex? Why would there be sexual tension?
Yeah, not on Wipeout there wouldn't be.
No. On Survivor there is.
Survivor, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Because you're on an island or something and there's nowhere else to go and your animalistic, humanistic traits will be, desires will all be coming to the forefront.
Ugh, and you all smell because you haven't really taken showers.
Yeah, that's...
Smelling good is overrated
Just
when it
saying.
Comes to sex.
Well, and if you can't feed people... Well, yeah, we should unpack that. But if you can't feed people through like killing things, then you're not going to be impressive to women, and then you're not going to score.
Yeah, because you won't be the only one there. There's going to be a bunch of other dudes,
right? And at least one dude is going to be the guy who can save everyone completely. Like probably even make deodorant from sticks. And
right,
that guy's going to get all the ladies.
You could be the guy that's like in touch with your emotions, though, and you could talk about how that guy is like, you know. He's a little over the top, and you're not safe with him, but you're safe with
Patty,
him.
Do you like a sensitive man?
I'm trying to fill out my ownership ID
I'm
card.
I'm curious if you like a sensitive man, one, and then two.
I'm married to a sensitive man.
Do you also like that sensitive man when you're stuck alone on an island? You want a rugged man on an island, right?
I think Steve would step up to the challenge
exactly.
of
okay.
being. My husband would step up to the challenge of
being said rugged man?
Yes.
Right. I'm not sure that a Mark Carman
He has not demonstrated that. Much of it yet. But I know he has it in him. I know that he is. He's a latent man of adventure. It's in there.
Let's
so.
Throw him on an island.
Let's see what you
Mark.
Got. Let's see what I know. So far, he's not a carpenter or an electrician or a housekeeper.
But well, it works out because none of that is on an island.
Right.
True.
But you are saying that you see him mm-hmm. murdering and cooking something for you on an island if you need to eat.
I see him picking a lot of vegetable, like finding a lot of vegetation. I see him very good with a fire. I think he's very handy.
Hand-to-hand combat with a wild boar.
Going to be rough.
How does Steve do?
It's going to be rough.
Okay.
It's going to be. No, I mean, if push came to shove and he had to shove a wild boar, yes, I think that would be.
I think he has to do more than shove.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot more than a simple push.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they killing live animals on Survivor?
I don't know.
Do I
don't think they do that, actually.
I think they just fish. I don't think they have the means to go out and kill anything big.
I definitely
Only because this rugged man contestant hasn't been on the show yet. If there's a guy who could wrestle a boar to death, then yes, they would eat boar.
I don't think it's my husband. Okay. I could see him fishing. I see him sitting in the side of a river. I see him standing over some body of water with a rod and a
And Carm, how would you provide food for the ladies you would like to get to know better on the island?
term.
I would encourage them to be self-sufficient, Craig, and not rely on the men on the island.
That's a good point.
That's a great point. On an island, though, I see
Carm as being a collaborator.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. I see him, you know, building, helping construct one of the best huts, you know?
Or at least he's all think he helped us. Yes. I feel like Carm would be a good guy at convincing us he helped.
A good supervisor.
He didn't help that much.
He's
a
good pointer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the hut's completely built, I feel like Carm will take some credit somewhere.
I think Carm tests the structural integrity of the hut. He's in there.
Right. Right. Listen, I'm a great overseer, and I would be very positive. That's great. Good job. Pick up that stick. Way to go. Absolutely.
See? He's coaching skills come into play.
Right.
By the way, I was thinking about you the other day, Carm. There's a friend I have on Facebook that I'm wondering if I should try it. Like, at this point now, Esmeralda, maybe you can help me out here too. If I think that two people might find each other interesting, how do I set that in motion?
Group? Some sort of group meeting.
Oh.
No. We're beyond group meetings.
No.
Yeah.
What about
So then just a blind date.
What about how about just a Facebook introduction? Like, or if I just show Carm, if I just say, hey, how about this person? And he goes, yeah, I'd like to meet her and be Facebook friends with her.
Well, that's kind of the same, Carm, as like J-Swipe or anything. It's only you'd have to do it in person to Patty about her friend. Would you be okay swiping left in front of Patty about her friend?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I have to figure this out now. I have to figure out how to...
You just have to hold up a photo on your phone and then Mark gets to swipe right or left.
Yeah, I wonder if she's on J-Swipe because she would be of the J-Swipe type.
Had a very active day today on J-Swipe.
You did? What was going on J-Swipe?
I was just doing a lot of swiping. Nobody wrote back, but I just...
Nobody wrote back today?
Aw.
I'm sorry.
Have you gone on your first J-Swipe date? I know a few weeks ago you had not.
I've been on a couple of J-Swipe dates.
Wow.
Have there been any repeat customers? Oh, that sounded terrible. Have there been any second dates?
Oh, by the way, real quick, from the 815, they have killed chickens and wild boar on Survivor.
Mm.
Has happened.
That seems like...
And I bet whoever did that, whatever person, male or female, did that, the other sex was immediately attracted to said person who could get them food.
I agree.
Yeah. Sorry, Mark, you were talking about J-Swipe.
Yeah, how have your dates been going?
No, I was trying to follow along. We've had some repeats. I don't think that I'm quite yet engaged. so I think we can leave it at that. Right now I'm laying here with Arnold. How you doing, buddy?
Arnold. By the way, I am on I'm still on my information page of my firearms owner identification card, and I need a little bit of help on race. Okay? Esmeralda, as someone who is similarly raced, I don't know.
I say other.
You say other? Because my choices are American Indian / Alaskan Native, Asian / Pacific Islander, Black, Unknown, and White are my only choices left. So
maybe. I would just say unknown. Can you multiple?
Unknown isn't like other, though. You know what you are.
Yeah but they, why do would, they need to know?
Yeah, but I don't know why unknown is a choice as a race on my...
Well, maybe some people don't know what they are somehow.
But I know that I'm Latina.
Right.
So why is that not an option? Is that not a race? I guess it's not a race.
It's an ethnicity, I believe.
But isn't Asian also an ethnicity?
All that, I don't know.
All right, then.
I just know that I believe that most Latinos are supposed to say white.
Right. Why? So would
because
okay.
Latina is an ethnicity.
So all our friends up in, let's say, Glencoe, if a Latino family moved next to you, would you be like, "Oh, there's some more white folk on the block"? I'm just curious.
I don't believe that I'm married to a white woman. I feel that I am married to a different race of female.
So am I white? You're saying I'm white?
I mean, you are part.
I'm part white. Yes. I often do struggle with this on the census.
Is it multiple choice?
No, there's just
you got to pick one.
By the way, American Indian, that's a race also? And white's a race and black is a race.
You should call them and ask.
Those are shades. They're not races, though. White is a race. The white race, I guess that's what we're saying. I've found a very interesting element in my adventures. Oh, wait, here we go. Carm, hold on. We have Terry on the line who wants to help me with my race. What's my race, Terry?
Your race is white, and then it's going to ask your ethnicity, and you will put Hispanic.
Okay. So what? So white race, and then as a sub answer, I'm going to be Hispanic. Excellent.
Yes.
So you've run into this problem in work?
Yeah, I was manager of a gas station, and the government documents, we have no idea why it does it, but for Hispanic, your race is white, and then you get to the question, Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Okay, very good.
That's your ethnicity, but according to the government, your race is white.
All right. I appreciate that, Terry. Now I know for sure. I have a definitive answer from someone who's had to fill out government paperwork. Thank you, Terry. Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you. All right, Carm. Now I'm on the next page. They want to gather. They did not ask, by the way. There was not a sub question to the race question. It was just white, black. Yeah, that's okay. Now let's gather the last 10 years of addresses. Well, I've been where I am for at least 15 years, actually. So I am just fine there. What do you think is going to come next? Anyone want to guess what's going to come next?
Have they asked about your criminal record?
Interesting. Let's see what happens next. That works. 10 years. Okay. Oh, here we go. Thank you, Esmeralda. Did you look ahead?
No.
All right.
I would hope that would come soon.
Have you ever been convicted of a felony, Carm? I'm filling out your paperwork, too, by the way. Did I tell you that, Carm?
No, you didn't, but I appreciate that. I have never been convicted. I haven't fingerprinted, though.
Oh, you have? All right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, but here's the thing. If I say
no. Are
you
going to ask him about why?
Why? Why were you? I was fingerprinted too. To be a chaperone on Griffin's field trip. Why were you fingerprinted, Carm?
That was for scalping tickets, but I really didn't, and I should still sue. But I.
You told us about this.
I was fingerprinted and fondled.
What? Were they checking your pant size?
Very, very aggressive search of the lower region.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that. But do you want to? We can talk about it. When I hug you, we'll talk about it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So just to recap.
It only took 5 years of therapy, but I've gotten over it. Mm-hmm.
Just to recap real quick, the next time you and Mark Carman hug, you're also going to talk about him getting fondled.
Yes.
Okay.
I have also not, within the previous year, failed a drug test. I also have no existing order of protection or no contact / no stalking order. And I have not been a patient in a mental institution. Stop it. It's absolutely true. I have not. Just saying. Within the past year, have you been addicted to any controlled substances or narcotics in violation of state or federal law? No. See, now I want to know how they go and make sure. Like, this seems like it's all honor system. Well, I guess they would have records of most of these things, correct?
Do they check the records every single time? Do people answer these questions honestly
ever? Hold on a second. Are you intellectually or developmentally disabled? But so who's answering yes to that and wants a gun? I'm just curious. Okay.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Honestly, no one answers truthfully to any of these questions if they want a gun, because they can probably figure out that maybe they wouldn't get a gun.
By the way, I can answer all these truthfully, so I should be fine, I believe. Are you an alien who is unlawfully present in the United States?
Nope. Yes.
Have you ever renounced your citizenship? As a citizen of the United States? Nope. Have you been discharged from the armed forces? No. Are you a fugitive? No. Okay. Anyway, that's where we are, Carm. I'll let you know how it turns out.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you. Follow Carm on Twitter at The Carm and on Facebook, Mark Carman, and every Tuesday night right here with us on 720 WGN. Oh, it means it's time for Carm. Before we've got Carm on the line. Carm, I need to take care of a little bit of housekeeping here. We have a prize winner on the text screen. Yes, Craig, for the answers to David Palmer and...
Correct. We had a lot of people get it right, 24 and House of Cards, but the 574 got it first. So you just have to text us back your name and address, and we'll go ahead and send you out a Lou Malnati's as well.
Congratulations to you. That was 24 and House of Cards for those two presidents. Carm, I want to tell you, I listened to your shows all weekend while I was cleaning out my basement on Saturday. Excellent conversation. Really wonderful about Muhammad Ali's passing. And would he be as lauded, would he be as celebrated today if he was out in the forefront saying the kinds of things he said in the 60s and 70s? I really love that conversation, Carm.
Thank you, Patty. Appreciate it. Thought it was a little disingenuous, perhaps, to some who probably didn't think too well of Muhammad Ali back in the day, and then they're all celebrating him when he, can't speak and can't fight anymore. If people, by the way, are allowed to change and grow and have different opinions and all that. But I just thought it was interesting to think about what it would be like if he was 25 today, because I think the reaction would be very similar to when he was 25 back in the 60s. You know, people did not appreciate the outspoken black man. So thank you, though, Pat. I appreciate it.
Well, and that was what was so astounding. Not more than 24 hours later, you were back on the air and talking about the events, the tragic events in Florida. And again, I thought handling it really well, taking people's calls. There was a lot of anger and fear and frustration. And you were the show I wanted to listen to because you guys were just having a conversation and taking the news as it came in. And in a similar way, though, right away, there was a, you know, conversation about, you know, 24 hours after your conversation was, you see, told you it was going to be Muslims. Told you this was going to happen, right? It was strange.
Right. It's just, you know, there is a group of people that I guess want to blame a group of people. It just didn't seem, you know, right to be doing a sports show on 720 WGN, you know, the day after the Orlando killings. That just did not seem right. So I felt like people would want to talk about what was going on. I wanted to talk about what was going on. So, and so did Adam and so did Jared. So that's, you know, that's what we did. It just, you know, I'm just really not much to say, right? It's just a crazy, crazy, a depressing world at times. But hey, we're all happy to be here. So let's try to do better, right?
Well, next time I see you, you get a hug, which was going to happen anyway, but hugs for you.
Thanks, Patty. I'll give you one back. I'll squeeze tight. I like a good
get in there.
I've changed my hugging game from the guy in seventh grade that would put one finger on girls, and now I just go fully all the way on it. And
all in. A rib or two. Let's do it. I like it. Well, were there any stories that you had wanted that you might
Cubs have won tonight, Patty?
Huh?
Now, the Chicago Cubs won tonight. Thought you'd want to know that in case you haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, no, I saw them win, and I believe the White Sox won as well, didn't they?
No. White Sox did not win.
Oh, that was last night. They had that amazing come-from-behind extra innings game.
They did. But the White Sox, in their last 32 games, Patty, they're 9-23. They're one game under 500 now, and I think their manager's getting fired.
Really? Is that some of the rumblings?
Well, there's just little rumblings around, and when the reporters that tend to follow the team on a daily basis start sort of hinting at it, then you know that they're being tipped off a little bit. I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow or the next day or even in the month of June, but it wouldn't surprise me if it did, and it would surprise me if Robin Ventura was the manager of the White Sox come next season. I think that's barring them, you know, turning it back around, which they could, but I don't think that's going to happen either. I don't think the Subway Series is going to be here. I would think there will be a new manager for the White Sox, whoever that will be.
The morale seems like it's just awful when it comes to the White Sox fans. They're all giving up already. Is it really that dire?
It's that dire.
Okay.
I mean, they were 23-10, and you know, to be one game under 500 now, that's a pretty steep drop. It's hard to be optimistic when something like that happens. Not to say, but that's the baseball season too. So if they win three in a row, Patty, they'll be back excited. So, but right now it's pretty doom and gloom on the South side.
And the thing is, I hate to bask in the glory of the North side, since that's my...
No, bask away.
Okay. Have you been to any more games since we last had our adventure?
Yes, I have been around the park, and I'm actually planning on going to White Sox tomorrow, and Chris Sale is on the mound tomorrow, 10-2, final game with the Tigers, and they go on the road, and the Cubs come back home after wrapping up their series with the Washington Nationals and the Fighting Dusty Bakers tomorrow, which, by the way, I don't know if you saw that piece in the Tribune by Paul Sullivan, but Dusty Baker, holy, never going to get over how he was treated in Chicago.
What is his gripe now? What did we do?
Well, I mean, we kind of we were wrong to Dusty. I mean, I think we got to call it as it is here.
He wasn't a good fit. I just never thought he was a good fit.
Well, they loved him at the beginning. It was in Dusty We Trusty, and they won a playoff series. They're five outs away from the World Series, which had never happened here in 99.9% of our lifetimes.
He didn't manage his arms well, though, Mark, and that's all the arms fell apart.
Yeah, and okay, and I get it, Craig, but you know he's quoted in Paul Sullivan's piece saying, "How come nobody ever blamed the pitching coach? How come nobody says anything about Larry Rothschild?" I mean, he's super friggin' bitter. So I mean, he was the manager, but
and he's doing well with the Senators, but is it the Senators or the Nationals? I don't even know anymore.
It's the Nationals. And he did well with the Reds, too, before he got fired there. He brought Cincinnati back to the playoffs. Listen, Dusty has his faults, but in the long line of horrendous Cubs managers, he is not at the top. I can name you 15 off the top of my head who are worse than him. if you like me to start with Rick Renteria, Jim Essien, and a million others.
Sure.
So,
all right, so Dusty is not amongst the worst, but he seems to be one of the most. He was kind of hated at the end, and not kind of. He was severely hated.
He was, and you know, he was asked, "What do you remember like best about the Cubs?" And he said, "Well, I want to think about that. I don't think about negative moments in my life. I mean, there was positive times here, but like literally, the whole thing is negative to him."
Right, he brought up Kerry Wood and Pryor, right?
He did. But like
Craig said, he didn't manage the arms well.
He's in the playoffs too, Patty.
What was that?
It could very well be the Cubs and Dusty in the playoffs.
Oh wow, I want to see that square off. Let's do that.
So, Carm, if you're Mark Pryor, though, do you like Dusty? Are you a fan of his?
Mark Pryor has been asked about Dusty a bunch of times, Craig, and he holds him 0% responsible and speaks highly of him. Same thing with Kerry Wood.
Well, that's just because Mark Pryor is a great guy. I don't know if you can hold him 0% responsible.
Hmm.
That doesn't really make sense. Okay,
I mean, I'm more on your side than the other, but there's a part of me just that thinks that Pryor was going to break down regardless. And I think they expedited it, no question. But
I mean, if he could have broken down, say, you know, a month later, that might have been okay, though.
Right. Well, he made it through the season.
I know.
He just didn't make it to the next year. And it was interesting. They told him he was quoted as they told me to lie about his shoulder and said that it was his Achilles. It came out, you know, if you recall back year in 2004, like, yeah, he's got a bad Achilles. I'm like, Achilles? What are we talking about here? But his shoulder was about to fall off.
So, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would like to see a showdown between Dusty and Madden in the playoffs.
Hey, I'd like to see it too, but if they lose, I'm gonna go for a really big hug from you, Patty.
a really big hug. I got doubled down on the hugs. I can do that.
Yes.
Hey, Carm, I'm sorry. I'm getting all choked up thinking about hugging you. do you want to hang out for another segment after the news? I'm applying for my FOID card on the show during the show. I want to find out how hard it is to register for Carry and Conceal. I'm just curious.
Okay.
Do you want to hang out for that after the news?
Sure.
All right. Well, we can call you back. Let's do it that way.
So you don't have to
be on the phone. All right. More with Carm when we come back. Here's a quick break. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Is it weird that when I hear Bear Down Chicago Bears, I'm like, oh, where are my winter boots, my fall gear, my scarf? Summer just started. You can't do that to me, Craig. It's jarring. Hey, Carm, how you doing?
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Please.
All right, so
the Bears are like in minicamp and stuff, though, right? Like, there's something you could talk about.
Minicamp? No. Are they?
They are. They are, but that doesn't mean that we need to talk about them.
Not ready.
Okay.
Too soon? Literally too soon?
Why did Wilson leave minicamp early? That kind of stuff.
I greatly look forward to doing Hample being cast, but I greatly look forward to not doing it for a long, long summer that seems like it lasts forever.
Yeah. I agree with you. Let's get through baseball. Let's do a little baseball. Some Cubbies. Just having fun. We are going back and forth in this conversation because I do think it's important to start having different ideas. Carm, you and Adam Hogue and Jared Payton really handled a lot of great conversations, I thought, on Sunday. You know, asking a lot of questions about, you know, what do we do? What can we, you know, a lot of people talk about Orlando in the sense of, you know, is it mental health awareness? Is it about, you know, making sure that background checks are followed up on? So I wanted to see what, because some people are saying everyone should have a weapon. Basically, if you don't want to have a weapon, don't take my right away. So perhaps maybe I should have a firearms owner ID. Carm, what do you think?
Well, hey, I am on the side of I don't really want to have, the old shootout, the OK Corral on North and Wells or Michigan and Ohio. But I get it if you're a sane person, you want to have a gun and you pass all the background checks. I have no problem with that. So I think I would include you into that group, Patty, so you can go get one if you want.
Right. So I was because now I'm wondering what the process is like. So here I am on the Illinois State Police Firearms Service Bureau. That's ISPFSB.com for an application for a firearms ownership identification. So I've gone through all the preliminary stuff, they've checked my driver's license. I'm in fact a citizen of Illinois. And now there is an ID card warning. This application is governed by the Firearm Owners Identification Card Act and must be completed by the applicant in its entirety or it will be denied. Okay, fair enough. I agree to those terms above. Here's the one I'm interested in. Waiver of confidentiality. I understand that I am required to personally complete this firearm concealed carry art license application, and by submitting said application, I waive all of my privacy and confidentiality rights and privileges under all federal and state laws, including those limiting access to juvenile court, criminal justice, psychological or psychiatric records, or any records relating to my institutionalization. Which I think is interesting because we wonder, but we were just asking that in the last hour, how much information is available about someone's mental health. So I think it's
I think all that's good, right?
Right?
I got no problem with any of that.
Right. So I wonder what it takes to have a red flag as far as a psychological or psychiatric records. Like what, you know, if so who, I wonder who goes over these records because we talk about like better background checks. So if there are a lot, and I'm guessing in the last 48 hours, the volume of these applications has probably gone up. So if there's a spike, like right now, is this a good time for someone who might, Craig, what are you laughing at? Tell me.
No, I'm sorry. It's not on topic. We had a texter texting a story that they're surprised we're not talking about, and it is hilarious, but you should finish the point.
No, go ahead. You can tell.
It's a BuzzFeed article about a person who ran the American Ninja Warrior course in a T-Rex inflatable outfit. So the entire course they're running as a T-Rex in an inflatable outfit.
Wow.
This is super funny. I apologize for clicking on the link they sent.
No, I think I'm glad that it was. Carm, have you seen this video?
I have not.
If anyone is depressed or sad at all with what's going on in the world, please just watch the video of the T because this will brighten your day. This is a really funny thing.
Can you post it on our Patty V Show
page?
Yeah,
I will post it right now. Sure.
I appreciate that. So I'm sorry. I think for some reason I got logged off of the firearms. Do you think, is there any way to get in trouble for filling this out on the air?
No, zero.
I mean, right? I wouldn't think that would be somehow prohibited. So yes, so that's what I'm doing. I'm taking, have you ever shot a weapon, Carm?
I have. I lived with a rando guy off of Craigslist in Houston who was this 60-year-old divorced guy who had a son who, I don't know, would go out to the range. So one day he's like, hey, you want to go to the range with? And I said, absolutely, Jimbo, let's have this experience. So I was terrible, Patty, but I did hold the gun and I did fire it.
And did you have any, what was the experience like?
It was fun. I enjoyed it. It was intense. You're holding a gun. You have the ability to point that in the wrong direction and do damage. So, you got to be pretty conscious when you're out there. Not that, anything really is going to happen, but there's No, if you're around doves, it's a different animal.
When you go to a firing range, is there any sort of, like, what requirements do they have? You just sign, like, a waiver, or do you have to, like, prove that you're able to handle a weapon? Does someone have to, a little bit of training? Put your finger here, put these headphones on?
I don't recall having to throw anything out.
Yeah.
We just went out to the range, and if you had a gun, you can shoot it. That's how I remember it.
Like, I'm just curious. I don't know what the regulations are when it comes to firing range. Craig, have you ever fired a weapon?
No, my uncle, I actually have a couple uncles that are in the Marines and wanted me to go out to their houses and learn how to fire weapons, but I have not done it yet.
Hmm.
Yeah. Still an offer on the table, though.
Well, here we are at the preliminary questions of my firearms ownership ID card. And I know, so this is a part where they asked me have I submitted fingerprints to an authorized Illinois live scan vendor. I have. And how do I track that? But I need the transaction control number, and I don't know how to find that. I wonder where that I would even acquire that information. Otherwise, because if I don't have them, or if I don't have access to the number, applications without fingerprints can take up to 120 days to process. Applications wow. with fingerprints will be processed in 90 days or less. So I think
that's still a long time.
So I'm going to go with, you know what, let's see. So right now this says it would take 120 days. So we are starting, what day is today? Today is June.
Well, now it's the 15th.
June 15th. Yeah. So we'll see if it takes, how long it takes to get my firearm ID card without fingerprints.
Okay.
All right. So
cool.
That's the part that we're at. There's still more to do here. I am a U.S. citizen. I do have a valid driver's license. That's all correct. Just saying. By the way, there was a heavier police presence downtown, and it was, but the state police were down on Hubbard. First, they were. I know.
Clink. And that was kind of wow.
Yeah, that's an angel.
I noticed that as well too. Actually, I was downtown a little bit earlier today, and there was a heavier presence.
Yeah, I was. It was sort of interesting. Carm, are you going to be at the Pride Parade on June 26th with WGN? We have a float.
I will be out of town, unfortunately, Patty. I will not be there.
Where will you be?
I will be up in. I'm going on a camping trip.
Ooh. Where are you going camping?
North.
What's happening to Carm's connection, Craig? Does it sound like?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going in and out for sure.
Yeah,
Carm, let's try to call you back. We'll take a break and we can try to call you back.
All right, then. Here you go. More after this on 720 WGN.